From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says major powers meeting in Munich have agreed to a nationwide cessation of hostilities in Syria to begin in 1 week. Kerry told reporters that the cessation of hostilities will not apply to terrorist groups, including Islamic State, al-Nusra, and others. He said the 17-nation International Syria Support Group has agreed that a task force co-chaired by the U.S. and Russia will work to determine the modalities of a long-term reduction in violence. The support group also agreed to accelerate and expand delivery of humanitarian assistance, starting with key troubled areas and then widening to provide increased humanitarian aid to the entire country. A United Nations task force will oversee the aid delivery, beginning with a meeting in Geneva and reporting on progress weekly. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter said Thursday that the NATO alliance may become a new member of the U.S.-led coalition fighting the Islamic State group. Carter told reporters at a meeting of more than two dozen defense ministers in Brussels that NATO chief Jens Stoltenberg was exploring the possibility. Carter said NATO would bring the alliance's experience in building partner capacity and training ground forces. All of NATO's 28 member states are already in the anti-Islamic State alliance. Ugandan opposition candidate Kizza Besigye says he fears voter bribery could be one of the obstacles to his winning the February 18th election. He has run against President Yoweri Museveni in three previous elections. He said his campaign has enjoyed popular support throughout the country, that only voter intimidation and bribery on Election Day could deny him a victory. This is VOA News. NATO warships are heading to the Aegean Sea to help Turkey and Greece stop human traffickers. It is the first time NATO has joined the efforts to deal with the flow of migrants to Europe. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg Thursday said three ships under German command were being deployed immediately to help the Turkish and Greek coast guards with reconnaissance and surveillance.
This is not about stopping or pushing back refugee boats. NATO will contribute critical information and surveillance to help counter human trafficking and criminal networks.
The decision to send the ships came at the end of a two-day meeting of NATO defense ministers in Brussels. South Korean workers have begun their pullout from the Kaesong Industrial Complex in North Korea. The pullout follows new sanctions imposed on North Korea for its recent nuclear and rocket tests. A new United Nations report finds that climate change and El Niño had a strong influence on natural disasters in 2015. Lisa Schlein reports.
The UN Office for Disaster Risk Reduction says 32 major droughts were recorded in 2015. This is more than double the 10-year annual average. The impact was particularly serious in sub-Saharan Africa. The Belgian-based Center for Research on the Epidemiology of Disasters compiles the data on earthquakes, drought, floods, cyclones, and other global natural disasters. After reviewing the data, the center's director, Deborati Guha-Sapir, declares 2015 to be the year of the drought. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
The head of the Russian Orthodox Church, Patriarch Kirill, has arrived in Cuba for a state visit and an historic meeting with Pope Francis. The Friday meeting is the first of its kind. Roman Catholicism and Eastern Orthodoxy have been divided for 1,000 years. The two Christian leaders plan to sign a joint declaration, details of which have not yet been made public. A 94-year-old former guard who worked at a Nazi concentration camp during World War II has gone on trial in Germany. Reinhold Hanning faces 170,000 counts of accessory to murder. Hanning says he served at Auschwitz as a 20-year-old member of the German SS Guard, but insists he served in part of the camp where no gassings of prisoners took place. More than 1 million people are believed to have been murdered at Auschwitz during World War II. Iranians began national celebrations Thursday to commemorate the anniversary of the 1979 revolution that ousted a pro-Western monarchy and brought Islamists to power. Television aired footage of rallies in Tehran and other cities, many in frigid weather. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.